Online dating is constantly evolving. Match.com launched way back in 1995, and it's still a major player. But another dating site that's drawing today's 20-somethings is Grouper. It uses Facebook profiles to set up group dates of 6 people. NPR's Sam Sanders tagged along on a Grouper date in Los Angeles. He has this report on how the hashtag generation approaches love in the age of social media.
Here's how it works. You sign up for Grouper through Facebook. Grouper uses your Facebook profile to match you up with the blind date. Next, you recruit 2 of your friends. The blind date does the same. And then Grouper sends all 6 of you on a group date. Everyone pays $20 to make sure you show up. And the day of, you get a text with the time and a place. I tagged along on one of these dates with a group of 6, all in their early 20s, at a bar called The Virgil on Santa Monica Boulevard in L.A. NPR agreed to the group's request to use only first names in this story. We all know how dicey first dates can be. Before the date, the 3 ladies, Chloe, Daphne, and Katie, had set the bar pretty low.
I hope they're good looking, and I hope they're not acnified and sweaty.
The fun part about it, though, is if they're awkward or acnified, we have each other. Hence,
I caught the 3 guys, Alex, Max, and Josh, outside at a taco truck before they went in the bar.
I expect to find 3 relatively fun girls.
What's your ideal?
My ideal is that they're very attractive and they have great personalities and they probably want to hook up.
I'm looking to find true love.
A little after 8 p.m., game on.
Hi, guys.
I'm Katie.
Where are you from?
I'm from here.
Echo Park? Is this Echo Park?
No, this is...
It's Silver Lake, technically. We ride horses together, and I went to high school with her.
So what do you guys do?
I used to have belly button, right?
I did too.
So did she.
I used to.
My favorite fantasy before they were famous was Kings of Leon.
Oh, yeah.
Back when they were folk.
Yeah. I told The Office that I'm going to live tweet the Grouper.
Well, he told all of Twitter that he was, because you tweeted it, so.
So, yeah, a typical date. Times 3. Except it's not. This is not a date. Do not call it a date.
We just call them Groupers. And in fact, we have a policy of not using the D word internally or externally.
That's Michael Waxman. He's the CEO of Grouper, based in New York. He actually met his long-term girlfriend on a Grouper date. He says his company is all about leaving labels at the door. And the label of date can be absolutely terrifying for 20-somethings these days. There's another label that Grouper helps you avoid. Reject.
For a generation of people who grew up with participation trophies, rejection is a hard thing.
With a Grouper date, no one likes anyone. So what? You're there with your friends. The heck with love. Shots all around. Okay, back to the date.
Groupergram.
Instagram it for the Groupergram to win free drinks.
A Groupergram is when you and your Grouper groupies take a photo and you post it on Instagram, but the best Grouper photo of the night gets
a free round of drinks.
This, the Groupergram, took at least half an hour.
You need to be on your knees. I need you right here. I need you to look right down at this guy. So I need you right here-ish.
Intricate poses, props, a bartender who became a set director, and then the sharing, the captioning.
Wait, he's not in touch, right?
The editing.
Are we using this one? This is the best one.
This is modern non-dating. If you can't like it, tweet it, share it, or hashtag it, then it's just a tree falling in the woods by itself or something. A few hours in, things got real with the popular but vulgar drinking game.
I think I would kill you.
Wow.
And marry you.
A group date, at its essence, is downright Darwinian. At some point, someone loses. So around 10 p.m., I separated the boys from the girls to see where things stood.
So I feel like it was super exciting at first. And then, as their charm started to wear and they got a little more comfortable, they became a little more boring.
Which guy is not liked?
I think the guy that's not liked is the skinny one. What's his name?
I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah, it's fun.
They're fun girls. We all agree that 2 out of the 3 girls are attractive.
And the third is?
Sweet.
So, yeah, no love connection. I left around 10:30. From what I heard the next day, the 6 went to another bar for a few more drinks, and that was it. Which is fine. Michael Waxman says a successful grouper can be many things. Making new friends, reconnecting with old ones, or just having a good night of drinking. But more than anything that stood out that night was that the hashtag generation would almost be fine doing nothing alone. Ever again. Here's Chloe and Alex.
Of course I would go out on my own. If I knew other people were going to be out on their own as well, and I wouldn't be the awkward person alone at the bar, desperate. But everyone's always in a group these days.
Desperation. I feel like if you're alone, it's... you're becoming desperate, yeah.
Groupers got them covered, and they're moving to where just about everything's going these days. Your smartphone. The company plans to debut a mobile app later this spring. It may be the only way to stay current in a sea of dating sites and apps. With the Grouper app, you and your friends will be able to set up Grouper rendezvous almost immediately. So you can move from quiet night alone to hashtagged Groupergram in no time, and all of your friends can see. Modern love is a group sport, and the stadium is all of the internet. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered.